Hello, my name is Della Kopp with CPA.com. Welcome to the 2020 Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Kelly Parks, Cloud Accounting Specialist with Rewind, to our program. Kelly, please share a little bit about yourself and your company, and welcome.
Hi there. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. So I am an app partner with Rewind, which is a it backs up some e-commerce sites, and as well it backs up your QuickBooks Online files. And so I do some consulting with Rewind. I also have my own cloud accounting practice, and so that's been fun for me. I've been on the cloud since about 2012. I started out with a marketing and branding company, and I had that. And then about almost 30 years ago, we underwent digital transformation in that industry. And it wasn't pretty, that's for sure, but we leapfrogged through the technology issues and what we wanted the technology to do, and it totally transformed our industry for the better. And I've always been a bit of a technology hound, and then I really like doing my own books. I was on FreshBooks from the early 2000s to do my invoicing in my branding company, and then I just naturally moved through to doing my books, and then took some courses and started down this road. And I absolutely love cloud accounting and what it has done for my lifestyle, for my clients, for myself. So that's a little bit about me.
And so, with this being your first opportunity to participate in the Digital CPA Conference, I'm just going to share a little bit about what happens there and what our focus areas are. So it's really a knowledge learning setting, and it brings support and change management amidst this acceleration of change that is occurring for all of us in 2020. And the presenters that we bring forward, their knowledge and experience provide insight into truly what's next now. And the conference opportunity focuses on driving transformation of practice areas, the introduction of emerging technologies, and leading innovation and research. So the Digital CPA Conference brings together individuals in the profession to share practical strategies and applications to develop future-ready firms. So Kelly, can you share how would Rewind enable the digital CPA community to be successful?
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to talk about the digital world in general. And so I'm going to go back to my history a little bit. So I hosted my QuickBooks desktop on Dropbox, and no judging, but hey, it was working at the time. And then I went on to QBox. I've been using bank feeds and integrated payment processors and doc management apps. So my clients, even the desktop ones, have been paperless, remote, and had real-time data since about 2014. I did adopt QuickBooks Online in 2012, but some of my clients weren't quite ready to go there, but it was like a push me, pull you. And then we did get there. So we have remote relationships. I've had a digital CAS relationship with my clients. And it's been great. I mean, I'm entirely cloud-based. I manage my client accounting services that way. I collaborate with my clients. I run my business in the cloud. My computer could blow up tomorrow. It'd be no sweat to just kind of keep going. And I think the hardest thing for people is change. And so I have a saying, and that is change is hard. Not changing will be harder. Being ahead of the curve, if you will, and then the dodgeballs that we've all been thrown in the last 6 months. I'm grateful that I was happy to adopt all the changes before. But I think one of the things that people really need to consider is they're going to have to take a leap of faith on the digital technology. I'm finding so many people, even now with everything going on, are still thinking. They're thinking, well, how am I going to get the paper from my client? They're not thinking, how can I digitize the paper? And so I think in order to be successful, is you're going to have to take a leap of faith. But in order to take that leap of faith, for it to be a successful jump, is you're going to have some preparation for this. And I don't mean prep as in overthinking the KPIs. I work with firms on going digital. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I find them mucked down in, and they can't help themselves, right? We're accounting professionals. It's overthinking the KPIs. And I don't think you can do that in the digital world. I think you've just got to like muscle on. You need to stop thinking about the what ifs and the oh no's. So when I say preparation, I don't mean any of that. I mean, preparation is getting your systems and processes mapped out, because you're going to be managing the work better. I mean, you're going to need to manage the work in a more consistent manner. So the pile of paper is not coming to you, and then you're not flipping through the pile of paper. And when you're done, well, then you hand it off to somebody else. Those days are gone, and those days were onerous. Those days were no fun anyways. They didn't lead to consistent outcomes because people were still entering them however they felt like. They were going with what their own idea of what a good set of books looked like, or how they were going to get the data into the accounting programs. And so really what you need to do is start mapping out the steps and stages that you need to go through. You need to adopt some of the digital technology that's going to help you with that, whether it's Receipt Bank or HubDoc or some of the apps that are going to manage the documents at the front end. And then you need to put some best practices, and then who's going to do what, and put in some timelines on those. And in the end, what you're actually going to have is better outcomes, because now you've documented it, which before the digital transformation, I found a lot of accounting professionals did not have documented processes of any kind. And I'm not saying overthink the documentation either. And it'll grow from there. You don't want to put any automation. You don't want to worry about the applications until you've mapped out what the processes are.
And your whole comment about the KPIs, interestingly, I just had a conversation with someone about the KPI performance piece should actually really be more of a predictive piece, because we're always looking, you know, back at everything. What we should be looking forward and, you know, predicting, what can we do to get there? How are we going to improve our process to make it more successful? So your points that you just made were very key and very relative to our digital CPA community. So thank you for sharing those.
The other big puzzle piece in the digital transformation is going to be creating confidence. So you want to create confidence for the firm. You want to create confidence for your client in you and in them, because everything is up there in that crazy place called the cloud. And you want to create it for your team too. I mean, everybody has to be engaged in the process. So creating confidence is one of those ways that you can engage everybody and move it forward a little quicker. And so you want to create security policies, you want to create peace of mind policies, and you want to create statements around that. And I'm talking about, so with the peace of mind policy, for me, it's like, what does my insurance look like? There's a nice simple one to create security in the digital transformation, because I have cybersecurity for my business. I'm just going to give you a few examples of what you need to do to start this whole security process. So where are you going to do business? What's your VPN policy? So how are you protecting the data flowing through? Are, you know, do you have a VPN policy? Do you even know what a VPN policy is?
Right.
How about PIM protecting devices and having the ability to wipe data? So your team may be working remote, or they have cell phones. This is a big one that's overlooked. They have cell phones that may have client data on them. And so what is the PIN policy on that, on all of the devices where your team may be accessing it? And I'm talking right down to email. So, what's the shutdown on the phone and on the laptops, and what's the PIN policy on them? How are you wiping the data if things are stolen? And then we get into the one key thing that I can't go on and on enough about, and it is, how are you backing up your client data? Mm-hmm. This is so key in the in the digital world. Traditional backups simply don't exist, but there are cloud ones now. And I think there is no bigger puzzle piece for the accounting files, especially, than how are you backing them up? And that's where Rewind comes into play. It's even better than when we use the desktop backups, because we have transactional Rewind as well. So not only are you backing up the file on a whole, but now with Rewind, it's even better. And I say this as a user of Rewind. As I mentioned, I'm an app partner, but I am an evangelist on this product. I have always been a super nut on backups. And I've always done backup audits when I first come into a client's world. And so now we can back up at a transactional level. So we can back up only certain transactions, especially if they got deleted. We can't do that right now. If a transaction gets deleted, it's gone for good in the traditional world, but also if you're just using QuickBooks or Xero or whatever. Now we can back up in so many ways. I actually have a whole matrix that I work on this to make sure that at any given time, my cloud data has three location redundancy. But I have a couple of other things that I want to talk about, and one of them is password policies. Passwords are a pain in the butt. We all know that. So I use 1Password. The truth of it is, I'm not great at 1Password. My goal is to be really good at 1Password by January. So my password protector, I'm still using Chrome. I love it. I love the way it manages my passwords, but I know that I got to stop that. And then so I use 1Password, and then that leads me to that is single sign-on and two-factor authorization. You have to make this mandatory. You have to make this mandatory. There is no single bigger security driver right now for logging into things. And you can do that through 1Password. Because it's only me and I don't have a team, I just use Google Authenticator on my phone. Oh. And then the last point that I really want to make sure is, let the world know that you are doing all of this. Not just future thinking, but you have thought about their security, confidence, insurance, bookkeepers having certification programs, you're already a CPA. Put all of this stuff on your website and build yourself out a statement. And then you have not just, I don't think this is soft sell marketing anymore. I think this sets you apart and drives your transformation of how the world views your practice. Holy moly, that was a lecture.
No, but that was a good transition into talking about the transformation of practice areas and client accounting services, because you do a lot of work with the client. And so do you have thoughts that you want to share in regards to that topic?
Yeah. Of course I do. I love this cloud stuff. I think digital transformation, how much it has changed my world. It's changed my clients' world. I hope that that's coming across, and I really just like leapt into it. And like I said, I didn't do everything all at once. I just said I'm lousy at 1Password. That's okay. Just keep building and growing on all the steps and stages that you've gone through. But I will say the outcomes for my clients have been more consistent, more relatable. They are more accessible than ever. So just creating things like custom reports that they can access anytime, so that they feel they have control of it, and you're not getting dragged down in the time suck of emailing them. They're not in the time suck of waiting for emails to come in and then something else is coming into their email. This is game changing in the relationship with your clients. I'm not saying that they have to have complete access to the accounting files. Not everybody wants that, but you can give them report only access, and then they feel like they're more in control of their business. So what I do is at the end, when I close the books, I send them an email that says your reports are now accurate. But because we have fairly real-time data with all of the bank feeds, they can still access their reports and have a higher level view of what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And that also gives us the opportunity to have higher level discussions, because the client accounting services are, the delivery of those is efficient and consistent, right? We're not shuffling through paper, which is intensely liberating for the client, and it's intensely liberating for us completing CAS.
The efficient and consistency, I think, is something, those are two key words of takeaway for today, even though I know you don't like that word takeaway. So Kelly, thank you so much for sharing Rewind's thoughts and your thoughts on the topic of client accounting services and that whole transformation of practice areas. Are there any final words that you would like to share?
Yeah, back up your files. whether you're backing up using Rewind for your QuickBooks files. And here's another soft sell. Rewind backs up e-commerce programs. So you're helping your clients in other ways other than just securing. And actually, I'm just going to give you a quick one. I generally do an entire security process with my clients because they already know that I'm using 2FA. They know about my backup program, but that leads to advisory services on me helping them with their cloud security services, whether it's helping them with their G Suite or whether it's helping them with their Microsoft, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So Rewind is one of those ones that you can, and e-commerce is a thing now for us, right? And so backing up their e-commerce sites, that's some advisory work. But anyways, then we go back to what I always say. It's one of my favorite sayings. It's just stop overthinking, just change one thing. And as a final, can I mention my website? Not because I just want people to see what a security policy, how simple it can be, but how powerful.
Sure.
Okay, so it's calmwaters, calmwaters, calmwaters.ca. And on there is a peace of mind page, and then there is a peace of mind document that you can link to. And if everybody in our industry simply copied me, I'd be so happy for because I believe so mightily in producing these kinds of policies and statements.
Thank you so much for your time today, Kelly, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. It was, I could evangelize all day on digital transformation.